listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Blanket. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Oh, praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning. Guess what? It's about time for your miracle. Coming from where? The Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. So glad that we're able to come into your homes, into your cars, about the radio station, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. You just tuned in for what? It's about time for your miracle. No matter what's going on in your life, no matter what it looks like, it's time for your miracle. It's time for you to come up, come out, and come through where you've been. Listen, you're going to a place that you can look back and you can say, I knew God brought me out. I know God solved the problem. I know God made a way for me through this. Come on. I want you to come around the radio. Tell your neighbors. Tell your friends. Come on. Tag and share. Those of you that are watching by Instagram and Facebook. Come on. Share. Share this. Tell them that Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins is on the air. And guess what? It's time for your miracle. Time for you to come up. Time for you to come out. Time for you to come through. No matter what it looks like, God is with you. If God be for you, who can be against you? Come on, let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another day. We thank you for another opportunity. We thank you for another time, God, that you have allowed me to come into the ear gates and to the eye gates of your people. We thank you now, God, that every need is met. Nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken that concerns you. Them, Lord, that don't concern you. Now, God, let the weak say I'm strong, and the oppressed say I've been set free. God, we thank you this morning. We thank you because you're a healer. We thank you because you're a deliverer. You're a deliverer, Father. We thank you because you will keep us in perfect peace according to your word. You said, whose mind is stayed on thee? Now, God, thank you this morning. And we glorify you, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Listen, we give God the praise. Thank God for Lady Watkins. Amen, hallelujah. Dr. Evangelist Bonita Watkins, my wife. God bless you. We thank God for you. We love you. Praise God. Thank God for our church mothers, our elders. Thank God for the prophetess, all of them that are at the church. Thank God for the evangelists, all of them that are at the church, the local body. Thank God for you, you and you again. It's time for your miracle. Time for your miracle. Let somebody know. Guess what? You don't have to stay where you're at. Guess what? No matter what it looks like, the enemy cannot keep you bound because God has sent his word and he has healed them. God has sent his word and he has delivered them. Come on, somebody. Oh, we give God the praise today. We give him the glory. We give him the honor. Come on, because he's still on the throne. Oh, wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Get up. Shake yourself and let the devil know this is the day of my comeback. This is the day of my breakthrough. This is the day that I walk in peace. I walk in my deliverance. I walk in my healing. Praise our God. I want you to be encouraged today. Hold your head up. Because guess what? The battle that you're in is not yours. Come on. You're facing situations today. And you will be facing situations today. But know this. God is with you. Not only is God, he's with you. He's for you. He's not against you. Amen. He's going to bring you out. He's going to bring you through. Listen, we want to thank God for all of you once again. Tune into the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle. Praise our God. And we give God the praise and we give him the honor for what he's done this weekend. Amen. I thank God for allowing me to come back into your homes, into your eye gates, by the way, a Cypress audience. Praise our God. Listen, get ready. Get ready for a phenomenal move. Amen. That is going to happen this weekend. Praise our God. I tell you, God is getting ready to do something. amen, in this services. We're going to be in Ocala this weekend, coming up Friday night. Friday night, we are going to be there. Praise our God with my friend, my classmate. Praise our God. Hallelujah. Doctor, we're going to be with him. Amen. Hallelujah. He's going to be calling in rightfully almost at 9:45. Hopefully, we want you to come on and be around and attend and listen to those what's going to go on this weekend at the place where God is going to do what? Bring you out. Bring you through. Praise our God. You don't have to worry. You don't have to fret, because God is going to meet your needs. We also send out our condolences. Amen. Hallelujah. To the Dixon family. Praise our God. We pray for you all again, that God will see you through this difficult time, that God will see you through no matter what it looks like. God is still good. He's still good. And he's still on the throne. He's still on the throne. We also want you to get ready. Get ready for, we will be celebrating the pastor's anniversary, apostle's anniversary, coming up. This is the month of October. Well, you know, they're appreciating the pastors and that's over the flock. So it's getting ready to be his turn. Praise God. And want you to come out. Want you to come out. It will go from the 16th all the way through the 22nd. That Sunday. It'll go to all week. And then it close out that Sunday. Praise our God. So we're looking forward to seeing you come to be with us. Amen. And we have someone call in with the information from that. Amen. If you're out there and you're listening and you want to call in, you got the information, you can also call in too and let us know more about that. Amen. That celebration of the pastor of the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Praise our God. I want you to be so excited about what God is doing in your life. No matter what it looks like, no matter what the enemy is trying to do to you, the enemy can't do no more than to you, and you allow him. Because guess what? You have the power and you have the authority on the inside to decree and declare over your life. You have the power in you to decree and declare your day. Praise our God. You got the power in you. It lies within you. He gave you the power. He didn't just give you the power for nothing. He didn't just give you the power just to hang loose and hang lightly. You have the power today. Join us. Amen. Hallelujah. You can do it. I can do it. Why? Paul says, I can do all things through Christ that what strengthen us. And we have the authority. We have the ability. We have the what God has given to us as believers to walk in there. Amen. Rest in the Lord. Trust in the Lord and do good. You don't have to fret. You don't have to fret, because God is still on the throne and he will bring you out if you believe. Come on. It's not hard. If you believe and trust him and allow him to what? Bring you out. God will bring you out. He'll set you free. Once again, I want to thank all of you. Amen. For Friday night down at Coco, down at the center. Melbourne. Melbourne Auditorium with Pastor Shirley Caesar. It was so nice, and things turned out. People was blessed. She came and she blessed the house, and it was really nice. All of you that came out, all the local groups that came out and participated, thank God for you joining in with it, just to help make this a great success for this program on Friday night down at the Melbourne Auditorium. So guess what? She told us she had a birthday coming up. Amen. And she's going to be celebrating there in Durham, North Carolina. She's going to be celebrating 50 years of singing. 50 years of singing, and along with her birthday. So we pray that that'll be a great success, and it'll be a great blessing, like she came down and blessed Brevard County on Friday night. So if you can't make it there, let's pray praying for her. Amen. And of course, if you can't send a token of love, you can do that also. Amen. Come on. All right. I just want to encourage your hearts again. Guess what? Tell your neighbor again. What time? Ask them a question. What time it is? Time for your miracle. You saying? You keep saying that. And it don't look like nothing happening to me. Well, guess what? You keep believing it. You keep confessing it. No matter what it looks like, it's time for your miracle. It's time for your miracle. Because guess what? God is able to do it. It's even above all we think or ask. Hold on. Don't give up. Don't give out. Because what? Help is here. You got to just only believe God. You got to just only trust God. He said, cast all your cares upon him. For he cares for you. It's not hard. It's not hard at all. Just believe God. Just believe God. That's all I'm saying. And guess what? You're walking your miracle. You're walking your miracle. Come on. I just want to go to the Word of God right quick. Just to encourage your hearts while we're waiting. And hopefully that you'll be able to call in. You'll be able to call in and give us more information about what's going to take place on Friday and Saturday. It's going to be so nice. Up in the Upper Room Conference, Family Conference. So we're going to look to see you there. We're going to look to see you there in those areas and those that will be coming from different areas. We're going to look to meet you and give you what God has given me on that Friday for this Upper Room Experience Conference. You don't want to miss this. It's going to be good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want you to know it doesn't matter. No matter what it looks like, it doesn't matter. No matter what you're in, it doesn't matter. Come on. Hallelujah. I'm going to show you. It doesn't matter, because what I need you to do is I need you to stay right in your place. Stay right in your place. And where your place is at, I'm going to tell you in a few minutes. Let me find out where I'm going at. I'm so excited just to be coming in your ear gates and to your eye gates, and just for what God has done. He has kept you all day long yesterday. Everybody, I pray you again went to a service and you was lifted up. Praise our God. Listen, right here. The place where we need to stay at. We need to stay in the 91 Psalms. It says, he that dwelleth in the secret place shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. If you stay right there, no matter what it looks like, no matter what is coming up against you, you're protected. You are protected because why? You're dwelling in the place. You're kept there in this place. He that dwelleth in the secret place shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. And I will say unto the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. Listen, in him, I trust. In him, I trust in him. I trust him. I trust him to lead me. I trust him to keep me. I trust him to make a way out of no way for me. Give me the ability. Give me the know-how. I trust him because I'm staying in the place. I'm abiding there. I'm not going nowhere, no matter what it looks like, no matter what come up against me. I'm staying in the place where I know God is able to do it. There's not a trial. There's not a test that you're in, that you're coming into, that God can keep you in it until he deliver you and bring you out of it. God can do it. You got to stay there. You got to dwell there. You can't allow the enemy to tell you that it's always going to be like this. It's not going to be like this. Because what one translation of the Word of God says, he hastens to his word to perform it. So when you stand in that place and you're standing on the Word of God, he hastens to his word to perform it for you or through you. Come on. I like what you say. Now, I call it the book of action, the book of Acts. If you put it out there, if you act on it, if you backed on it, God act for you. Thy word, David said, thy word that I hid in my heart that I might sin against thee. So guess what? God, if you stay right up under here, he that dwelleth, I'm standing right on the word. I'm standing right in the word of God. No matter what come my way, I know God's going to do this. I know God is going to heal me. I know God is going to bring me out. But I must trust him. You must trust him. You ought to hear me say this. Trust him when you can't trace him. Trust him when you can't hear him. Sometimes God does not speak. The teacher is like him, or the instructor is like him. Remember when we were in school or we were in college or something, and the professor, remember, sometimes they would not even say nothing. They would give a test. They would not even say nothing. Sometimes they will even leave the room. God has not left you. And he's silent doing it. Because why? He's giving you all the instructions. I think I said it a couple of weeks ago, last week. He is giving you instructions. He's giving you instructions. So guess what? It's not up for discussion. I'm going to go through this because God is able to do what? Bring me out. God is able to do what? To deliver me. God is able to do what? Open up all. No matter what it is. No matter what it is. God will bring you through it. He will bring you out of it. If you only believe. If you only believe and trust him. Come on. He that dwelleth in the secret place shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. I will say unto the Lord, he is my fortress and my refuge. God, my God, in him will I trust. Come on here. Surely he shall deliver thee. He shall deliver you. He's going to deliver you no matter what you're in. He's going to bring you out. Come on. He's going to keep you. That word surely is a guaranteed word. That's good right there, Dr. Watkins. He's going to bring you out. He's going to bring you out. No matter what you're in. No matter what you're going through. God going to bring you out. God going to bring you through. He's going to bring you through. If you trust him. If you believe in him. Come on. You may just tune into the radio broadcast. You may just tune into the way of Cyprus audience. And say, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know him. But in the part of my sins. But if you believe him, if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. So I want you to get on this. If you believe that and you confess that right now, guess what? He said, you shall be saved. So, but now you're getting to the part where you can trust him. I trust him. Oh, my goodness. I trust him when I can't trace him. I trust him. When I can't hear him, I trust him. When I don't know no other way, nobody else I can trust in. I can trust in him. Because I'm staying. I'm abiding. I'ma lay there. I'ma sleep there. I'ma eat there. I'ma stand on what I believe. But guess what? The God of peace, keep you, sanctify you holy. Yes, he will. He'll bring you out. He'll bring you out when it don't look like you're coming out. Your back's been up against the wall. My back's been up against the wall many a times. And it seemed like I didn't know where I was going to come off the wall, where I was going to come out. But God always brought you through, always brought me through. But we got to trust God. We got to trust him. I'm out here now. I'm out here. It's like Peter. When Jesus came walking, when Jesus came walking to the disciples on the water, come on, according to the word of God, and they cried out. They cried out for fear because they thought it was a ghost. Huh? Yes. And Peter said, if it be thou, Lord, bid me to come. Peter stepped out the boat. Peter took a chance to go walking to Jesus. And he began to walk on the water to go to Jesus. But what Peter did was he took his eyes off of Jesus. He began to look at, feel the wind. He began to hear what they were saying. Come on. Things began to come at him. So he took his eyes off Jesus and he began to sink. So if we abide upon the shore, if we stay right there and allow God to take us through it, we won't be overtaken. But when Peter found out that he couldn't do it, he was sinking. He cried out, Lord, save me. Come on. So what are you saying, Apostle? I'm saying this today. If you abide there, if you stay there under the of the Almighty, God will protect you and God will bring you up. He will heal you. He will deliver you and set you free. You must know this. You must believe this. Come on. No matter what it is, I know God can do it. I know God can bring me out. I believe it. I know he can. I'm waiting on God. I'm not being moved by what I hear. I'm not being moved by what I see. Come on. I'm not being moved by that. Excuse me. I'm not being moved by that. I'm standing on the word of God. I'm abiding in him. I'm trusting in him with everything. One part of the scripture says, lean not to thy own understanding. Come on. You can't lean to your own understanding. Because if you lean to your own understanding, you're going to fall. But you must trust him. You must trust him when you can't trace him. You must trust him when you don't hear him speak. Even when he's silent. Just know this. Your trust got to be in him at all times. Whether you hear him, whether you think you see him, or whether you just being still. Because he wants to say, be still and know that I'm God. Wait on him. Be of good courage. He'll strengthen your heart. Just be still. But you gotta abide there. You gotta stay there. You gotta stay. I'm gonna stay right there. I ain't going nowhere. I'm gonna keep my eyes on him. Because even in what you're in right now, some of you need some answers. Some of you need some directions. Come on. But you gotta abide there. You gotta stay there. When he's not even speaking. When he have already given you the answer. When he has already given you the directions and it didn't fit you, you gotta stay there. You gotta abide and do that. Guess what? He gonna come through. Guess what? He gonna bring you out. Guess what? Cause guess what? Again, it's time for you to come up out of that. It's time for you to walk through that. It's time for you to stand still and know and see the salvation of the Lord. No matter what you're in today, no matter what you'll be faced with this week, God is still on the throne. He can bring you out. He will bring you out. I know he can. He has allowed me to drop into your homes by the way of the radio station, WWBC 1510, on your AM. You're riding in your car. You're riding in your vehicles. You listen to the radio broadcast. You're listening to it today. You're torn between two opinions. You don't know what to do. You don't know whether to stand still. You don't know whether to go left or right. Stand still and get directions. Let his word abide in you, and you abide in his word. And he'll give you direction. He'll tell you what to do. Come on. It's getting close to my time. But I want to let you know today, according to the book of Psalms 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. Our God reigns. And he lives. And he gonna do it. He's coming. Trust me. He said, oh, he's been saying that. I've been saying that for years. He ain't came yet. Oh, he coming. When you think least not, oh, he coming. Ready or not, he's coming. So it behooves us to get ready and stay ready. But guess what? When he come, whatever we be doing, he said be doing it still. But he coming. We get ready for everything else. But are we ready for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ? Because he's coming soon. He's coming on the cloud. According to the word of God, he's coming on the cloud. Every eye shall see him. And every knee shall bow. And tongue shall confess. Jesus is Lord. He's coming. Get ready. Get ready. Don't even worry. You don't even have to go purchase an outfit to get ready. You ladies, you don't even have to go to the whatever y'all go to. Men, we don't even have to go get groomed. The only thing we have to do is get ready, accept him as our personal savior. And those that have done this, and when he comes, you're ready to go. That's all we got to do. You don't even have to buy a ticket. Like, you know, different things we have to buy tickets for. The event. You don't have to buy no ticket for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Only thing you have to do is be born again. That's all. Simple. And you don't have to pay for that. Just believe. It's time for your miracle. Oh, you didn't have to pay for that one. It's time for in America. It's time for you to come out, come up, come out, come out, come through and abide right now. You can make it today. You driving that truck on 95 or on the interstate, wherever you at. You're driving a low rider. Guess what? You don't have to pay for this. It's free. Whosoever will, let him come. He's coming. Ready or not, he's coming. My time's getting close. Got 2 minutes. Got 2 minutes. Are you ready? Are you ready? Again, you may say, well, how do I get ready? What I got to do? Just believe in your heart. Confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead. He said, thou shalt be saved. It's just as simple as that. Again, if you believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, you shall be saved. Now you're ready. If you confess it and you believe it, you believe it and you confess it, you're ready. Now what you need to do is abide. Stay there up under the shadows of the Almighty. I got to go. It ain't cost you nothing. You just got ready. But I want you to do, find your local church. Get in there. Place of worship. Get in there. Get up under the word. Get the word in you and the word will come out. And then you can stay abide right there. All right? Listen, I got to go. 1 minute. I got to go. I got to leave from here. I got to get up from this seat. Get from off behind this mic. Come off the air. But Jesus said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. See, my time is come and gone. Jesus got all the time. Do you have time for him? Amen? So I pray that this is something today was said to encourage your hearts out there on Cypress audience and the radio station. I pray that something was said today to lift you up. Guess what? It's time for you. Time for your miracle. Miracle time. Time for you to come on. Come on. You've been tired. You're tired. You've been uptown, round town, through town, downtown. You've been worrying about something that you don't even have to worry about. Come on. Come on. Come on. Let God do it for you and get your miracle. The engineer is telling me, I got to go, I got to go. But your miracle is still waiting for you. Come on. All right. Until Friday, same time, same station. What? Time for your miracle. WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. Tune in to the radio broadcast Friday.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock corporate prayer and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.